Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I'm so glad that you are there tuning into us. I'm in my office right now, and I'm looking out my window. It is all the glorious flowers of spring. I have flowering trees everywhere, all different shades of pink and white, and the daffodils and the jonquils, and some of the early azaleas are opening up. And it occurred to me as I was looking at all of this beauty that no matter what happens in the world, no matter what negativity is presented in front of us, no matter that there are places in the world where, I'm sad to say, people are killing one another, or places in the world where people are starving. Earth, in all of her majesty, follows the imprint of what it was created to be and to do. And no matter how humanity digresses against her, she struggles to follow the blueprint that was implanted into her creation. And I was struck by that as I looked out my window. And so it was just a thought. No matter what swirls around us, I am here to remind all of us, let us stay balanced, let us stay focused on the trip that is before us in all of its glory. And so what I would like to say is, for those who might not be familiar with some of the work that I do, one of the things that I do is I send a part of my mind to the center of cosmos, where I am able to read the vibrations of the records that souls have set down through all of their experiences. And these records are held in honor, in accuracy, by the cherubim. If you haven't heard this story before, I'm going to just take a minute in it and explain it, because to me it is a very beautiful story. I'm going to start not before the cherubim were created, but when the cherubim were created, because they are the masters of vibration. And one portion of the cherubimic realm take vibration from source. As source turns over vibration, it moves throughout the entire cosmos, where it runs through all of the experiences, all that there is in the cosmos. And from that, it takes the imprint of everything that is happening currently, and it revolves back again to source, where source then reads the record. And then there is another round. In one of the readings that I was working on today, there was an interesting commentary about that, about what vibration is. You know, we talk an awful lot about vibration. Some of us feel it. Some of us see the energies. Some of us see the colors that come from vibration. But what is it? And I found this very fascinating, because what was in the record that came from the cherubim that they opened up for me is that what this is source's love. You can call source all there is, God, source. I use the term source because that is the portion in the center of the, I shouldn't say portion, that is the central focus of all there is, source, God. And as God turns over the only energy that God is, which is love, that is the only emotion that is part of God. And as God turns over those rays of love to the cherubim, they're showing me this is what vibration is. So when we work with vibration on any level, we are working with the emotion of love that comes forth from Source. I found that exceptionally beautiful. And so there is another portion of the cherubim that work with the records that they show me that I read for people. And, of course, the records start with the individual and all that the individual has ever done. And those records move up through the different dimensions, move up through the places where the records are until they eventually sit in the hands of the cherubim, where the cherubim take these individual records and they strip the experience from it and place it into the correct record of the individual that it belongs to. And so these vibrations that come from the individual is like our fingerprint. They are separate, distinct, and our vibrations are different from every other vibration that a person has. And so we are unique. We are unique in our experiences. We are unique in who we are. And what we hold in common is that our souls are literally particles that have come forth from Source. I wanted to talk about some things today. And, of course, we do open the show to people who wish to call in, and we always welcome calls. Something I wanted to discuss, there was a couple things I wanted to discuss. First of all, more and more people are asking for readings that have to do with health issues. And I am just so fascinated. The answers that come from people's records. And I was working with a reading today, and the individual had a great deal of pain in their back. Actually, it was becoming very difficult for this person to manage the pain. And their question was, did this come from a past lifetime? What was necessary for them to forgive so that they can be totally cured from this dis-ease? I never know what's going to be inside a record until the cherubim actually open that record for me. And it is just fascinating because, again, each person's, whether it's a health issue, whether it is something that circumstance that they're dealing with in their daily lives, they're all so different. And so what the cherubim said about this particular situation, and I think it is interesting because we might all find ourselves in this situation at one point or another. And so they started first with the physical issue and the spiritual issue because in this case, and we have a call. So what we'll do is we'll stop for a moment and take this call and your name.
Hi, it's Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How you doing?
We're doing fine, dear. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I've been trying to experience my new vibration, my new pattern. And
I'm having trouble hearing you, Maria. You're trying to experience your new what?
My new vibration.
Your new
my
vibration.
My new pattern.
New
and,
pattern.
But I think I'm missing some information. There's something I'm not seeing, maybe. I don't know. It's like everything tells me everything's fine, everything's the way it's supposed to be, but I'm missing something, and I don't know what it is. So I was hoping that...
Let's go back a little and discuss, first of all, you say you're experiencing the new vibrations. What are you experiencing, and what are you identifying as being new? How can you explain that?
Okay. what I have done is go ahead and ask if, in other words, don't go by the rules I've always gone to, and you know, the things that tells you that things are this way and this way where they're not, because that's not where I'm choose to be. So
you're addressing change in your life.
Excuse me?
I said it sounds like you are addressing change in your life.
Yeah, I have just dropped everything that I thought I knew and go ahead and act on what I have learned new. But there seems to be an overlap. And what I think is I don't have enough information. So,
okay, you have some new things coming in your life, and you recognize the fact that they're new. And
yes,
these changes in your life sound like they're causing some distress. Is that a fair statement?
Yes. In some way, it makes sense, because if you are in the new energy, then the things that support the things with the old energy are going to fall apart, because there's no support there for them.
Okay, what is the distress that you're feeling, Maria? What's the distress?
Well, the biggest problem right now is no money. But, you know, only because the repercussions. But you know what I'm saying?
You're having financial problems, and
huge.
I didn't hear the rest of it.
Huge, you know, but
it's huge.
It makes sense to me that the things that I am leaving and I'm not being supported are falling apart. That makes sense. So when they tell me things are unfolding as they should, I understand that. But on the other hand, you know, it's like I'm not there anymore and I'm not here yet, and what do I do in between? What am I missing?
Well,
why am I in between? What, you know?
We had this discussion, a similar discussion to this earlier, Maria, and one of the things that I mentioned to you, and I really do believe this, yes, there's change. Yes, a lot of the old is going to fall away to make way for the new. But as long as we are here in this dimension, we have to follow the rules of that dimension.
Yes, but some of the work I'm doing involves anchoring the new rules. And what I have been taught is something is anchored by experience. You have to experience it, and that's how you anchor it. So if I am anchoring a new set of rules, then I have to experience those rules. And that's what I'm doing. But
Maria, what I know about you, you're a very spiritually motivated individual. And yes, I do believe that you're going through a great amount of growth, but you're also going through the anxiety because you're not able to pay your bills presently. Would
so
you say
anyway,
that is the focus of what you're going through right now?
I guess. The transition is not being smooth. So
you said you guessed.
Well, I don't know enough about it, really. The problem is there's some information missing. So what I'm looking for is, do they have something to tell me that can be useful at this moment to me?
What area are you talking about? That could, because you've brought up a couple topics. The one topic you brought up is new energy, changes in your spiritual life, and then you also discussed the huge financial situation that you are facing yourself, that you're facing at the moment. What is the most important part of your question, Maria?
Well, I think they are related. I think one thing goes with the other. I am trying to embody the new vibration, the new rules, And so do they have something that I can use now towards advancing that?
Well, you're posing your question like this is an either-or. I think you're posing the question that this is an either-or thing. You did say it was related.
I think it is related. I think if I solve the one, the other one would fall in line. So,
Which one are you going to focus on more to solve? The financial situation or the spiritual situation?
The spiritual situation, because that's what's causing the problem. I'm not aligned quite as it should be, I think. I'm missing something. When you're aligned, the other stuff falls in place.
Okay. I've got to ask, if I'm going to call in someone, either from your record or Archangel Mikael, I've got to know what question to pose to him. I can't just say, well, do you have a message for me? I mean, that's so broad, they might tell us it's a very nice day where you're living. I want a specific area of your concern, because what you're saying is too vague. It's like if someone came to you and asked for help and their question is very vague, you wouldn't know how to help them. So let's try and focus more on what exactly it is that you are looking for. You see, if you went to your mother and you said, Mom, I really need some help, and Mom comes and Mom wants to help you, and she says, well, what do you need help with? And you've got to give an answer. And I just feel like this question is so general. Okay, you're having problems with finances, and we can ask about that. You know, you're assuming that the spiritual aspect related to the financial, but maybe not. That's why I'm saying to you, what question should we pose? Should we pose a question about finances, or should we pose a question about your spiritual life? We get an answer that, and then maybe we can see if the two are related.
All right. Take the question about the finances then.
Okay, so you're asking a question about the finances. And how should we pose this about how you would go about finding a job, where to look for the job? Because I think it all centers around, the finances center around finding work. Is that a fair enough question?
Well, actually, I believe that what I need financially is coming. I do not believe I have done this, gonna go out and look for work. This is not the way at this time. It's why I'm saying that it's related to the spiritual thing.
Okay, well, Maria,
because it has never been a problem before, never.
Maria, it's becoming very difficult for me to help you if I don't know how to ask the question.
Okay.
We've got to focus and put into words some question to get the right answer. In other words, I can't make a general statement, well, I've got a problem with finances. You're telling me you're not, well, at the present you need a job, and you're telling me that it's going to come. And I don't know how to ask the question to get the answer you're looking for.
Okay, so can you ask the question, how does the financial situation get resolved?
Okay, how does the financial situation get resolved? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can get an answer to that. How does the financial situation get resolved? I was going to ask the cherubim to open up the records and look at the situation. However, I see Archangel Michael stepping forward. He's telling me the same thing that you have told me, and that is, know that you are protected, that I am with you as you enter the spiritual path and you work with what you call the new energies. All of this is accurate. And you know this to be the case, Maria, as you have spoken to me about this in the past, and you are very intuitive. And you know that there is spiritual work for you to do. All of that you understand, and all of that is accurate. However, you must, in addition to this, do the things that are necessary to bring forth gainful employment. Now, he is saying to me, do you have a question about which area you should pursue with gainful employment? Now, do you have a question in this area, Maria? In other words, which way would you turn to find an income right now? Do you have a better way of phrasing that question?
I have no way of facing that right now, and the situation is critical.
Okay, you said you have no way of facing that. Did I understand you correctly?
That I can see, that is. You know, I'm sure there is one, I just haven't seen it.
Okay. I will suggest to him that you're not seeing a way to gain the employment that you're looking for. He is saying, you really know how to manifest what is in your heart, that you have done this in the past. And yes, to a certain degree, faith is required. But in addition to faith, what is also required is to intensify that desire, to project it out in the universe in such a fashion that it carries the intensity of the desire along with the energetic, and he is showing me what looks like a wave. In other words, there are waves of energy out there. There are situations that people have set up that might seem like they're in opposition to what you wish to accomplish. And you have to focus strong enough in that desire and in that emotional way to overcome this. And he says, you do understand this, but he is showing me you sitting in a chair in your home. And what he is showing me, and this is natural, Maria, this is natural because all humans feel this way. There is an element of fear there because when a person has a lack in their life, he is showing me like somebody reaching for a lifeline. In other words, on a ship, somebody falls overboard and they throw a lifeline. There's a certain fear about that. And that fear, he's showing me your message that you're sending out into the cosmos is becoming lessened in intensity because of the fear that you feel.
Yes.
And so the fear is normal. He is saying that to take a dollar or two and put it in a box some little box that you have. And imagine that money that you have put in this little box is like the seed money. That the seed money will have an attraction. He's showing me this electrical attraction, like in between two magnets, and you magnetize these dollars with your great desire. See it as energy to purchase what you need. Don't necessarily see it as money. Don't see these dollars that you have put in there as money per se, but rather see it as energy. Now, he is showing me that when you put these dollars in the box, that he will energize that. He's holding up his sword. He is saying he will energize the dollars that you put in this box with the energy that is necessary to attract to you an income that is required to sustain you. Now, he is saying he is handing you the energy. Your part is not to dissipate that energy through fear. And he is saying he knows that is a difficult thing for you to do right now. But know that he will send the energy. And what you are to see with this energy is you've got this energy in the box. You're magnetizing these dollar bills that you've placed in the box with his energy. And what you focus on then as seeing like a floodgate open or a cornucopia, everything that you need is coming to you. Do not see this as money. See it as your needs being fulfilled, because this is truly an operation in energy. And as you do that, you fill this, you see your needs being fulfilled, your rent being able to be paid, the groceries, money for the groceries, money for your electric bill. See this energy coming forth through this cornucopia or through this floodgate, taking care of all of your needs, and then focus on the joy that you feel in having the means to pay for these things. And he is saying, Maria, that you know he is with you, but follow this, he's calling it a recipe, follow this recipe or this method, and he will work with you. Call him in. Get your box, get a couple bills, call him in. He is there to work with you. So, Maria, dear, do that, and either let me know how things are going next Sunday when I'm on the air, or next Saturday when I'm on the air with Charlene. Would you do that, please?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Michaela.
Okay. Goodbye, dear. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Well, my friend, I kind of lost track of where we were in right before Maria called in. I know that we were talking about an individual who had a great pain in her back. And what the record showed is that she was twisting her body during her usual activities, that there's not many muscles in the side of the body. And when you continually twist the body, meaning, well, we'll tell you what that means later, the supporting ligaments and muscle structures are weak in the sides of the body, and they need to be aligned again. And if a person sits a lot, then they have difficulty exercising enough to realign the back. And if this is the case, if you're twisting and sitting and there's not the support for the back, there's not enough exercises, that you might need chiropractic treatment. And that was one of the things that they suggested in this reading. And the other thing was to go through the daily activities and notice when this individual twists her shoulders from her hips, that the shoulders and the hips should be moving in the same direction as much as possible. And I will mention that this is really accurate, that we do a lot of our activities through the day. We don't notice how we're twisting the body. For instance, just turning around, have your feet going in one direction, turning the body around and picking up something from a side table or a chair. We do a lot of these activities without realizing it. And so many of the muscles are in the front of the body, the back of the body. They're not in the sides. And this twisting motion over time pulls the alignment out of place unless there is enough exercise to build up that support. And one of the things that they say is that this strain accumulates very gradually. So we don't realize what we're doing because the strain accumulates gradually, and especially if a person is sitting and they don't have the support of a chair that is designed to be supporting the body. If you're sitting in the wrong kind of chair, you're not doing the exercise, you're twisting, that the body has a difficult time trying to compensate for the strain. So I thought that was very interesting with the back situation. Then they went to the spiritual aspect. So in other words, they were the activities set up that caused the back strain to begin with. Now, when it went to the spiritual aspect of it, that what they were saying is this is a physical condition that has connected or has aggravated the back, so it is triggering some of the past lifetimes where people had trauma in the subtle body, and this is the emotional subtle body that resides next to the physical body. And so we've had historically, we're subject to a lot of control, negative thinking, and if this is not cleared from lifetime to lifetime, what happens is it sets up a pattern. And so if you can just visualize this for a moment, friends, if you see the body, you see the subtle body that surrounds it, right next to the physical body, there is the emotional body. And this is stuck energy from past lifetimes that needs to be cleared. So there were two reasons given for this situation. Now, if you're listening to my words now and you have tuned in to the Saturday shows that I do with Sherlene, we work on clearing the subtle bodies. This is what so much of the work is about right now, clearing the subtle bodies of this stuck energy from past lifetimes. It's just stuck energy. Now, the second part of the question that this individual asked is, how do they forgive themselves to totally cure the problem that they had in their back? Anyway, we talked about the pattern. If these situations have been in the past and weren't cleared, how we now have to go through clearing a pattern, which in a sense contains trauma from many lifetimes. So they said you might need, if you've got a pattern that has become very intense, or there's a lot of past events associated with this pattern, you might need an energy worker to help clear it. This is what we do on Saturdays now, and our next program with Sherlene will be next Saturday. So if you have some of this clearing that you feel wishes you need to do, you can call in them. Then the next thing that was I find very fascinating is the method, one of the methods that can be used to clear your subtle body yourself. And that is to go into the meditative state, which some either call the alpha or deeper, the theta, or moving into the quantum field. This is what Charlene does when she helps clear people's subtle bodies. And to mentally place your consciousness in each part of your body. It's a body scan. You either start with the top of the body or with the feet. And even if you're not consciously registering pain someplace in the physical, it's a good idea to do this every day. You can do it like before you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning. I find it myself more helpful when I'm going to bed at night. And so you lie there for a second and you just mentally put your consciousness in the physical body, starting at either the head or the feet. I usually start at the head and just move your consciousness through each part of your body. What you will feel in some places when you do this, you'll feel a discomfort. You might not feel this when you're walking around through your daily activities because one has a tendency to be involved in the beta state. I'm in beta right now speaking to you. So when we speak to one another, we're in a different state. When we go into a meditative state, it's easier to pick up these fluctuations in the body. And so if you feel discomfort someplace, you know that that is a place that must be cleared. So when you find that place, what you're looking for is trying to discern a energy there that is an emotion. I will say when you first start working with this, it might seem a little difficult to feel something in that spot. You might feel some element of fear or hatred or some other sense of distress where maybe you can't exactly identify it as an emotion. But this is exactly what this stuck energy feels like. If you can discern this, if you can feel the emotion, you don't have to recognize the past lifetime. Some people actually see it. It's almost like a movie or a video screen of some of the elements from the past lifetime that caused this stuck energy. You don't have to see this. All you have to do is, in the meditative state, feel this discomfort. And when you do, you try to acknowledge what emotional response this was. If it's fear, this will all be very subtle, but you command the white light to come down. Now, this takes a little time, but you can call down white light, which is the God's healing light, into the subtle body. And if you haven't developed enough to feel this, imagine it. Just be patient with it. There will come the point where you will start imagining this, and the imagination actually changes to literally seeing the white light come into the body. And when you do this, you then turn over this spot of discomfort into the white light. And this is how you clear it. As humans, we have the ability to call down white light all of the time, because we are simply a physical body inhabited by a soul. The soul is particles of God. So what we're doing is we're calling down help from the throne of God or source in the center of the cosmos, and know that you have the right to do this. Know that it works. Now, sometimes when you are clearing, you will feel a release. It is like you know, on some level, this has been released. This is gone. Now, if you have the same place that later comes forth with a feeling of discomfort, it's not that you failed. We did clear it. It's just there is other elements below that. So what's happening is it's like the leaves of an onion. You peel off one layer, and then there's another layer that comes forth later that needs to be cleared. And what I'd like to say about this, don't be discouraged. Here's one of the reasons why all of this is happening, my friends. We have new energy that is coming to Earth. And I know many of you and myself have labored under this. We know that they are becoming more intense, and sometimes the burdens are rather difficult. I notice, especially during eclipses, full moons, there is an intensification of energy, and we're all working through it. But these energies are bringing forth this stuck energy for us to clear, and it is because of ascension. We have new energies coming to the earth, and we have to clear this from the emotional body so that we can ascend from this dimension to the next dimension. There is a checkpoint. Nothing negative can pass between dimensions. It is part of the universal law. So even though this might seem difficult and we feel, why is this happening now? It is a blessing in disguise, my friends. It might not seem that way, but it is preparing us for ascension, for moving up into the next higher dimension. My friends, we have about 10 minutes here, and if someone else has a question, they can call in at 877-876-5227. It is a toll-free number. And if you want more information from this particular question, I have put this in the spiritual notebook today, and so you can go there and read it, the information in its entirety. So there is another question that I had answered also from the record, and this too is in the spiritual notebook if you want to read it in its entirety. And one of the questions was, person wanted to know what star family they belonged to, and were they a member of Archangel Michael's family? And the answer was that all light workers belong to Archangel Michael's family. And this I found very interesting, because this explained how different souls cooperated with one another to create this planetary system. So first of all, the blueprint came from Source. In other words, God made the plan for creation. All of the aspects of creation follows a blueprint that was given to us by God. But to implement it, there were individual souls who helped implement this. And so the way they explained this, and I've actually seen this, Archangel Michael came with the string. It was a red string, like in the string theory. He came to this part of the cosmos with a red string, and inside of that red string were the sacred geometric shapes that were needed to bring the energy into form that created our solar system. The light workers came along with Archangel Michael, and they held the space. So Archangel Michael had the string with the sacred geometric shapes in it. The light workers came. They energetically held the space, which allowed the Elohim to bring forth the four corners of creation. And this was fascinating to see this, how the Elohim brought in the four corners of creation, and when they did, the four corners of creation were fused with the string that Archangel Michael had brought, and what came out of that was this most, what appeared to be a gigantic explosion. It started out like very red, went into the oranges and into the whites, and it was like it covered this gigantic space that was enormous. And when it cleared, there was our solar system there. It was quite remarkable, my friends. One of the things that Archangel Michael, when he showed me this vision, he said to me he wanted me to tell his followers how this worked. And to tell his followers, if you declare yourself as a light worker, you're one of his followers, that we were all there present. I find this such a beautiful thought. We were all there present. We were there with Archangel Michael, the Elohim, our other brothers and sisters that were part of Archangel Michael's family. And there it was, all of the components that was necessary using God's blueprint. None of this is ever done without God's permission. And with his permission and all the elements, what was created was this magnificent solar system. And so, my friends, we have now about 10 minutes, maybe. We've got provided a toll-free number for you. Give us a call with either your comments. Maybe you have some wispy memories of this. Maybe my words coming to you has stirred an ancient memory of you being there. Call in. Like I said, we've provided a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. And when we are talking about this, if you have some questions where you would like a reading, we can go to the cherubim, open up the records, and get the information from you or for you from your records. And indeed, it is very beautiful, the answers that come forth. And this can be done because what we do is hold your vibration. As I said, your vibration is as distinct as any fingerprint. And that is how your records are opened up and the information comes forth, because of your individual vibrational fingerprint. We have another interesting question here that we're going to cover, and this was an individual who wanted some help to contact a higher self or light beings from the fifth dimension. And their complaint was that they could not enter into a meditative state. I remember myself in the very beginning having difficulties. Well, we have another caller, and your name?
My name is Elaine.
Did you say Lynn?
No, Elaine.
Elaine.
Yes.
Hi, Elaine. What can we do for you?
My mother has passed on, and I'd like to know how she's doing and if she has any messages for me.
Oh, yes. Let me see. What was your mom's name?
Her name was Aaliyah.
Elise?
Aaliyah.
I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly.
A-L-I-A.
Oh, okay. Aaliyah. A-L-I-A. Okay. Let me see who will answer this. Sometimes Mother Mary answers these questions, and sometimes Archangel Michael. Let's see who wishes to come forth. actually, in this situation, Archangel Michael has been with me since the beginning of this radio show, and many times he answers these questions, but what he's doing is he is turning this over to Mother Mary, and he has called Mother, well, it's not so much that he called Mother Mary, it is that Mother Mary wanted to come and answer this question.
Okay.
Was your mom in pain when she crossed over?
Not that I know of.
Well, it seems like what they're showing me is there was a period of time when she went through what would seem to be, seem to us to be a time of sleep. This is a healing time. Some souls do not do that, and some souls do. In other words, they're purging memories of conflict that might have been in their life, might not have been just in this lifetime, but others. And so there was a period, and they're showing me, I've seen this before on the other side. If you were going to compare it to something that we have here, it is like a hospital in a sense. And they have workers there that work with them on the healing aspect. They use, of course, vibration. You would expect them to use vibration, but they use it through light and through sound. It is a kind of music. It is very similar. Well, Mother Mary is saying, no, it's not similar. It is the what we would call the music of the spheres. It was the music that the Creator put into place when all creation was called forth. And so they use the music of the spheres, which is the vibration that they are using, which is love, and they use color. And so she went through this healing stage. And when she went through this healing stage, it's like she went through this sleep and she awakened. And what she awakened to was this very bright light. Mother Mary is showing me the soul, and there is this great light around it. And what Mother Mary is saying is that your mom does communicate with you. Are there times when you feel that she is there with her energy in some fashion?
No, the opposite. I feel like she isn't communicating enough. Yeah, I wish she would, you know.
I can't hear you, dear.
I feel like she isn't communicating enough with me. I wish she would send me her scent. Like, she used to love roses. Why she doesn't send me a scented perfume to communicate or something like, or you know.
Mother Mary is showing me her making an effort to communicate with you. And what she is saying is, do you ever focus upon your mother's face and your third eye?
Could you repeat that again, please?
Do you ever, when you think of your mom, do you see her image of her face in your third eye? You know where the third eye is?
No.
Okay, it's in the top of the forehead. If you think about the nose, the top of the nose, you go up maybe an inch or two, that
mm-hmm.
is the third eye. That's the corpus callosum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you do is you imagine that place in your forehead and you call forth your mom by seeing the image of her face there. When you do that, it's like dialing a number on a telephone and calling mom.
Well, I picture her in my mind, if that's what you mean.
Picture it in the third eye. You know, I want to work with you some more on this, but we're right here at the final moments when we have to go. Would you do me a favor and either call next Saturday or next Sunday on the show, and we will work with this week from now until then. Work with seeing the picture of your mom in the third eye, and ask her a question, and what we will do is we will connect you with her either when you call, either next Sunday or next Saturday. Would you do that?
Yes, I would love to very much. Do you have a website?
Yes, CarolynEvers.com.
CarolynEvers.com?
Yes, and it's CarolynEvers.com. There is information on the index page of BBS Radio. But, dear, I must go. Call next week, and we'll connect you with her energy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. So, my friends, until next Saturday and next Sunday, I say goodbye. Look forward to you then. Goodbye.